delivered to you every morning and ready to be devoured on demand. When and where you like, it's the Harry and Dana podcast.
And, our pool party's kicked off yesterday for the first time at Denman Memorial Swim Centre.
It was so much fun. There were so many kids down there. Thank you for coming down and joining us. We honestly had a really wonderful afternoon. We are continuing them, though. The next one will be at Singleton Gym and Swim on Thursday. I just looked up the weather. It's going to be a whopping 36 degrees.
Oh, I would love to see down there. We've got Icebox too. We've got Zupa Dupas. Brought a whole bunch of games down. Had some fun with the kids. There is just one little incy... Since little bone I have to pick with you is that Grant, who we adore here at Para FM, was broadcasting live.
It was great fun, yeah.
Pool. Yeah, yeah, it was good. And one of our sales girls was there as well, Geordie, who we also love. And
where are you going with this? You, get to the point.
You can talk. Like, I thought I could talk.
You can talk.
Oh, not compared to you. You can gas bag. So you were making your way around the pool, chatting with everyone. It got to about 2 o'clock and the team that we're a part of needed help packing up the equipment and the marquee and everything back into the van. So we're sweating and hauling and loading. And I look over at you and you're sitting under the shade of a tree, just gas bagging your head off to some family.
It's really important to get to know the people of the Hunter Valley, so that's what I was doing.
And then as soon as we finished putting the last box into the car, swing on over and go, hey guys, oh, just had such a great time today.
Any super duper's left?
Yeah, and we're all sweating and covered in grease and dirt. And so,
grease, where did you find grease?
No, I'm...
Where in our radio equipment is there grease?
Oh, come on, it's Para FM's radio equipment. It runs on grease. So anyway, thank you for all your help yesterday, and I'm sure you had a great time at the
pool
party.
Well, I give you permission.
Abandoning your team.
To gas bag on Thursday, and I'll pack up the equipment.
Okay, fine. It's a deal. I
but
can't
only
see that
if you're gas bagging.
Oh, I'll gas bag, all right. Don't you worry.
Harry and Dana's Big Time.
This is your chance to win an Apple Watch completely free on us. You've got to be listening out for that ticking clock. And when you hear it, call us 654-11-981 and we'll chuck you on the standby list. Nick has done just that this morning. How you going, Nick?
How you going?
Hey, good, mate. What are you doing for work?
Scaffolding out at the power station in Hunter Valley.
Oh, dear.
That'll keep you busy.
Yeah, 33 degrees today, mate. Take it easy. Yeah. How long have you been doing that for?
About 14 months.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, fair enough. And did you get time off over Christmas?
Yeah, about 2 weeks. Just spend a little bit of time with family. Went to Belmont to just relax, really.
Oh, sounds good.
What's your vision of relaxing? Is it sitting down and reading a book, or is it playing backyard cricket, or what?
Having a beer.
Nah, going for a ride and, yeah, a couple of jacks or something.
Nice. Sounds good.
Beautiful. Well, Nick, we're going to put you on the standby list. How's that?
Awesome. Thanks, Heath.
No worries.
Stand by your phone and we'll give you a call and hopefully that Apple Watch will be yours. We'll do it a couple more times this morning as well.
Sounds like a good plan.
Naughty. Oh, at 6:40.
Now, we've never done this before, so if you've got kids in the car listening at home, this is your opportunity to maybe turn down the radio or off for about 3 minutes.
Yeah, then come back.
Then come back. So how it works, I'm going to give you three headlines, Harry. Three naughty story headlines, and you have to tell me two are fake and one is real. You have to be able to identify which headline is real.
Mm.
Okay, story headline one. Man taken to hospital after getting his manhood stuck in a pumpkin.
Can I guess already?
Not quite. Headline two. Police officer mistaken for stripper at swinger party. Could you imagine?
Wow.
And headline three. Couple caught having sex at the top of the Grand Canyon caught by park rangers.
Mm. Okay, you want to hear my guess?
Would love to.
Couple getting caught having sex at the top of the Grand Canyon by park rangers is a fake story.
How? Why?
Because it's like outdoors, there's bugs around and that kind of thing. It's not very romantic.
As in you don't think anybody would have sex at the top of the Grand Canyon?
No, there's too many tourist buses around. Like, my family's been there. I would hate for them to have seen that occur while they were there on a family holiday.
Yeah, no, but I don't think you can say that no one has ever had sex.
I'm sure they have after hours, but no, that's sickening. Okay. Police officer mistaken for stripper at a swinger party? Possible. Quite possible, because that is a known costume that strippers wear.
Yeah.
And they carry handcuffs with them sometimes, and especially at like bucks nights and that kind of thing. That's probably been known to happen. However, I think it's false. And I think that your real story is the man taken to hospital after getting his manhood stuck in a pumpkin. And I'm really hoping that is the real story as well. Oh, is it? Oh, no. No.
It's not right.
Oh.
The correct story is police officer mistaken for stripper at swinger party. So this was in Argentina. There's COVID restrictions in place there. You can't have huge gatherings, and 20 couples gathered at a farmhouse in Argentina, and some police officers and inspectors were tipped off about it, and they knocked on the door around 10 p.m. and they were going to check it out, to suss it out, to, and possibly charge these people. And when they got there, there's a police officer that reported to have said, oh, yeah, they thought we were part of the show. They thought we were strippers. And then when they arrived, one of the women who was participating in this swingers meeting went up to one of the police officers and said, look at your eyes. You make me warm up.
You make me warm up.
Yeah. I think that's a bad translation, to be honest. But, yeah, they were charged with a COVID infringement and the police went home untouched.
Wow. That's unbelievable. I could definitely see that happening, though. Like, as I said, I haven't witnessed it occur before, but I know that there are strippers and that kind of thing that do dress up like police officers. And
I feel like the
turn
fluffy
up to a show.
Yeah, but the fluffy handcuffs might give it away.
So you're telling me that the man taken to hospital after getting his manhood stuck in a pumpkin, you made that up?
I made that up.
Wow.
Now, I swear everyone has one of these stories. Over the weekend, I went hiking up Denman Nature Trail with a friend of mine, Ryan, and we ended up talking, because we were in the bush, we ended up talking about experiences that we'd had in the bush before. And he said that he went on Outward Bound, which is like a school camp where you go out into nature, and he told me that he was just sick the entire time.
This was like a school camp.
Thing,
yeah.
And everybody has one of those like bad school camp stories. I was in year seven. We went up to like a few hours out of Melbourne, out to this bush property, and we had it was an all-girls school, so they didn't make us camp or anything, but it was like an outdoor sort of education class for 2 hours, and we were given like a fire lighter and a set of matches and like a few eggs and sausages and carrots to cook on the fire once we started it. And it had poured with rain the night before, so no one could get their fire started. So people were eating raw eggs and it was, but we were out
Sounds
there
like
for
Lord of the Flies.
We were out there for 2 hours. It's like everybody thought that we were gonna die.
Yeah. I had a bad one. Mine was like from a movie.
What happened?
Oh, it still keeps me up occasionally at night. We were in one of those school camps where it was like a drug and alcohol. I've gone to say rehabilitation, but it wasn't, because we're in high school. Education, yeah. Education camp. And we were all in a circle, and our group consisted of all the girls in high school that I had a crush on. So I was sitting there.
So all of the girls in the class?
All the girls in the class. And we're all there in a circle with a teacher in the middle. And I was progressively getting sicker and sicker, and I was getting dizzy. And I said to my mate, I was like, can you please take me outside? He goes, no, you're fine. And about a minute later, I threw up in front of everybody.
No.
Like in front of all of the hot girls from school.
How old were you?
I was 16, 17, yeah.
That's the worst. You want to die.
I wanted to die, and I walked out, and I had to get the principal drove me back home that night. So I had to have like a 2-hour drive with the principal in the car. And I was like in the car going,
because
I was so sick. Yeah. And he was like, please don't vomit in my car. It was horrible. Oh, it was the worst experience ever. And from then on, all the girls were like, oh, look, it's Spew Boy.
Vom Boy.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
Mm, what a great nickname. But I want to throw it out there. There's got to be more of these school camp stories. What is your school camp horror story? We put this up on socials, 98.1 Power FM on Facebook. What's your school camp horror story? Because I was chatting to a mate of mine over the weekend and he went on Outward Bound, which is like a school camp out in the bush, and he said he was sick the whole time. And when I was in year seven, we had a like an outdoor education class at one of our camps, and we couldn't light fires and everybody thought they were going to starve and started eating raw eggs. And we've all got those school camp horror stories. Karen on Facebook said that it was her year 10 camp. They went on a trip to Tasmania and she could never watch the Titanic ever again because it just reminded her of the school camp trip.
She must have gone over by boat, did she?
Yeah, the Spirit of Tasmania.
She went on the Spirit of Tasmania, right.
Yeah. Year 5 camp, Sarah said she was 11. They went to Bulladela and they just got absolutely bitten by mozzies. There's plenty more up there on our Facebook page if you want to check it out, 98.1 Power FM. But let's go to Chris in Aberdeen. Chris, what's your school camp horror story?
Well, I was 16 and I went on a school camp with 90 boys to the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And we were being fed by the place we were staying at. Everybody got food poisoning.
No.
And, there were only, like, a few bathrooms. So, yeah, it was just, like, there was shit everywhere.
I was going to say, yeah.
That's how I can put it. It was gross. It was 90 16-year-olds with diarrhea for 3 days.
So does that mean that the bus ride home would have been a nightmare?
It was. There were buckets. There were lots of toilet stops. It was awful.
My God.
And not many people made it to the ski fields.
Oh, completely ruined. So what did they feed you?
I don't know. It was some kind of pasta, I think. Like, just sort of, generic-y pasta, but it went through everybody.
Oh, that is the worst. I can imagine that the school...
Teachers included.
Sorry? Teachers included?
Teachers included.
Well, I imagine that the school never went back there again.
I don't know. The school was cheap and this place was cheap, so I suspect they would have.
So it's kind of like a case of, well, what do you expect?
It was a $400 snow trip. So, that's what you expect for a $400 snow trip.
Get what you pay for. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
No worries.
654-11981 is our number. What's your school camp horror story? Luke from Brankston joins us. What's your school camp horror story, buddy?
I was in primary school because I grew up in Sydney and they took us up to Myuna Bay, not far from Lake Macquarie.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in the dorms and, 8 or 9 to a room. And one guy didn't have the ability to, complete certain bodily tasks and wake up in the middle of the night and I'm on the bottom bunk and I just see the mattress dripping.
Oh, no! What did you do?
I don't think I ever ran that fast ever to get out of there. And I kept my mouth shut until now. But I think he's probably over it by now. But, yeah, it was a pretty rough thing to wake up to at probably 4:30 in the morning.
So he didn't know. Was he still asleep?
He was right out of it, and I was the only one getting out of the room.
So
everybody came back and asked me, what happened? Oh, I just had a nightmare.
So now have you got a fear of sleeping in bunk beds?
I do, actually, yeah.
A few things to get you across. If you have been listening to the show for a while, you do know that I conduct something each week called the Big Deep Clean.
I've never heard of any male doing it apart from you. Oh, and one guy who called the show.
Dan from Scone.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you don't know, I shower each day, but I just do a quick, scrub-a-dub, wash the hair, maybe have a shave, brush the teeth, get out of the shower and go to work. But once a week, I feel it necessary to do a larger, more deeper clean. So a proper scrub. I remove a lot of hair. I'm very hairy.
Like leg hair? What are we talking?
Leg hair, upper leg hair.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I was joking.
No, I do. I have a trimmer. I have two trimmers, actually. And the hair around my arm has started connecting. So you know how men normally just have hair on the front of their arm?
The forearm.
My hair has started to connect the whole way round.
On the back of the forearm.
On the back of the forearm. So I removed that as well. If you have been listening to the show the last week, you also know that I'm house-sitting at the moment.
Oh, no. These two don't mix. I've been to your bathroom at your house. There is hair everywhere.
So I'm house sitting for a guy at work here called Peter, who's away at the moment on holidays with his family. And I did the big deep clean yesterday in his shower that I'm house sitting for. And there was a lot of hair removal. And I didn't realise I'd caused a problem until I went to have a shower this morning at about 20 past four in the morning.
Yeah.
When the water didn't drain down the drain.
Oh, you've...
I've blocked the drain with all my hair.
Like a dog. You know when you brush a dog's hair and then you pick up all the fluff on the,
yeah, but
the sofa and all that?
The problem is that the hair is deeply embedded somewhere in the plumbing system because I cleaned all the hair out of the actual drain and it all kind of flowed down and it's obviously all
collected,
compounded and collected in the drainage system, in the plumbing system somewhere.
This is gross. I can't believe you're describing it so...
No, but there's all hair deeply down there, Dana. So I've got a problem. I'm going to have to call... Like, obviously, we're going to have to keep this secret from Peter. And I'm going to
good luck.
Well, I'm sure
there's someone listening
please,
who knows Peter.
Don't let him know. I'll call a plumber, everything will be okay. And I'll just do a deep clean out the back like a dog.
Is this you're going to call a plumber like you tried to call a glazier when you locked yourself out?
Well, that was a different story. I was going to break the window to I don't really handle things. I can't live. I think I need to move into a tent.
I think you need to date a tradie.
The Big Three.
Barabba Hunters Toyota Specialist for 30 years. Singleton Toyota.
We do this every morning. Jessica Rouse from the newsroom comes in and gets us up to date on the biggest three news stories you need to know. Hey, Jess.
Morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Great. Happy hump day. It is Wednesday,
yes,
right?
Happy
that's
hump
right.
day.
Excellent.
What happened to you yesterday, Jess? I needed your help.
Well, you see, Harry, I was at the gym and I don't have my phone when I'm at the gym.
Oh, didn't you pick up his call?
No.
He can be quite needy.
I know.
I couldn't get the TV
regardless
working.
Regardless of whether she was at the gym or not.
No, but I know.
I would have silenced your call too.
Wow. See how hear how they speak to me?
It was after work hours. I mean, if we look at it that way.
It was a social call.
Colleagues, not friends.
I couldn't work the TV. I worked out the TV, no thanks to you. Let's go to Merriwall for
smarter
this.
Smarter than you realise.
Let's go to Merriwall for this first story. There was a nasty accident there yesterday.
Yes, there are a ton of emergency services called to the Golden Highway about 10k south of Merriwall. At 2 o'clock yesterday, a truck and a car collided. The truck driver got out, was uninjured, but the 22-year-old female in the vehicle was trapped by compression. Ooh. And she was trapped for a pretty serious length of time. So when she finally did get free, she was flown straight away to the John Hunter Hospital, multiple serious injuries. The highway didn't reopen until late last night. The truck was carrying grain, so there was grain all over the road. There was fuel over the road, but it did eventually reopen, and we hope that that 22-year-old is going to be A-okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Can you fill us in on what happened with Toby Price last night at the Dakar rally overseas?
Yeah, so sad news for Toby Price fans in the Upper Hunter. This morning, 33-year-old's been taken to hospital for some x-rays on an injured left arm and an injured shoulder. The accident happened in stage 9 of the Dakar rally over there in Saudi Arabia. He was 155 kilometres into it and only a minute behind the leader when the accident happened. In a really nice gesture, I guess, for want of a better over a word, a couple of riders who were also pretty close to the lead stayed with him until emergency services came and got him out of there. It's quite a desolate area where the Dakar rally is.
It's
being
over
held.
Sand dunes and everything,
yeah.
Isn't it?
It's crazy.
Really arid.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Are they still in Saudi Arabia?
They are. So, yeah, but he's won twice before and could have possibly won this time again. But
well, I really just hope he's okay.
Yeah.
And recovers.
Yeah, if you don't know, he's from Singleton too. So I was reading a bit of stuff about him last night. He was fixing his bike using bush mechanic techniques.
Oh,
yeah, cable
so good.
Tires and stuff because you can't change your tires mid stage or something.
Yeah. It's insane.
Yeah, he's a pretty clever guy. Let's talk about this. Oh, the CIA has just declassified all their files on UFOs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What does this mean? That you can...
This is big news.
What do we know now?
Look them up.
The CIA has made public all their documentation and records on UFOs ahead of the government's official report coming in less than 6 months. Among the reports include bizarre stories, including mysterious explosions and alleged contact with extraterrestrials.
Wow.
Have you ever had any sightings or anything? You ever seen anything paranormal?
No.
No.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine. Kind of went nowhere.
Have you? Do you believe in that stuff?
I do, yeah.
Oh, no surprises there.
No, I have seen some strange lights in the sky, places I've been, and unexplained phenomena before. Well, especially then, I used to do a lot of driving in regional Victoria, and I used to see some weird stuff out there. Like, just, I don't know.
So you really don't need a television. You can just go watch the night sky and be entertained, huh, Harry?
I just entertain myself, yeah. Thank you. Jessica Rouse, thank you for the latest on The Big Three this morning. We'll catch you at 7:30.
No worries.
Exposed.
In entertainment news, Vogue's editor-in-chief Anna Wintour has come forward to support Vogue's Kamala Harris cover despite controversy. Now, there were two cover options for the vice president-elect, who is set to become the first female, black and Indian-American in the role. So social media users have come out online, Harry, and these images have been put up of the new Vogue cover, and one person has said they're washed out, poorly lit, stagnant and junk, and they don't do the vice president-elect any justice. But Anna Wintour, who's obviously Vogue head, has come forward and said that they've actually chosen a relaxed, casual image of Kamala Harris to reflect the time we're living in. So there's two options. There's one where she's in a blue suit and it's quite formal. And the other one, she's actually wearing, I think, Converses. She's also in a suit, but she's wearing Connies and she looks a bit more relaxed. And they've said they've gone with the one where she's wearing sneakers because it reflects the time that we're living in. I've printed them out for you, Harry. What do you think of the two images?
Yeah, they're fine. Like, people just love to hate online.
Don't they?
Like, so this social media user said they're washed out, poorly lit, stagnant and junk. Like, are they a photographer? Like,
no,
how
yeah.
can you... Like, who... The average person is not going to be able to tell. It just looks like a normal photograph.
They are
she looks great. She looks
gorgeous
fine.
Gorgeous pictures of her, too.
Yeah, she looks fine.
More controversy online as well. Controversial reality star turned conspiracy theorist Pete Evans has had his podcast removed from Spotify.
Oh, good.
Now, Evans was sharing misinformation, causing obviously threat to public health when he's spreading misinformation about COVID-19 and telling people not to get the vaccine. And Spotify have come forward and said that they prohibit any content that promotes dangerous, false, deceptive or misleading content about COVID-19, which is exactly what he's doing.
Mate, the guy is a Fruit Loop.
Good riddance.
Everyone knows it. Everyone knows it. Pete Evans is an absolute Fruit Loop. I just checked. Apple Podcasts haven't taken down his podcast yet, though. Only Spotify.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's still up on Apple, so people can still listen to it. Don't listen
don't,
to it.
Don't, no, but, obviously don't.
But it's still up there, so.
But it goes to, like, you know, it goes into the conversation about censorship, how Donald Trump's being censored, how now Pete Evans is being censored. And I know there are two sides of the debate about what should be out there and what should be not. But if he's spreading misinformation and stuff that is simply not true and has been proven by health experts, I say get rid of it.
I'm all for freedom of speech, Dana, but... unfortunately, we live in a world where there are a lot of stupid people. And they hear that stuff from leaders.
Yeah.
So, like, what's his name? Pete Evans is a leader amongst, like, the health industry. People believe what he says.
Mm.
You know? So, I get why they've censored him.
Like, and celebrities have a lot of power in that realm.
They've got
so
a lot of power.
I completely agree with you. Get rid of it.
Thank you for the latest in entertainment, Dana.
Harry and Dana's Big Time.
This is Big Time and it's your chance to win an Apple Watch. You've got to be listening out for that ticking clock. When you hear it, call us 654-11-981. Someone who has done just that is Jason from Scone. Jason, how are you going?
Excellent. How are you guys going?
Yeah, good,
really
man.
Really good. What are you up to today?
Just working hard on a hump day.
Working
as
hard
you should be.
On a hump
working
day.
Towards the weekend.
Yeah, totally, man. Have you got the weekend off?
I do, actually.
Are you like me? Are you already planning your weekend by Wednesday?
Mate, I'm planning my weekends on a Monday.
Good man.
Well, hopefully we can make your week a little bit better. You're going straight onto the standby list, Jace.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Well done. Enjoy your day at work. Let's go to Musselbrook now where Lisa is. Hey, Lisa.
Hello. How you going?
Yeah, good. What are you doing for work?
Courier driver.
Are you a courier driver? Oh, sorry.
How are the roads looking today?
No, not too bad today.
Little traffic update. Good to hear.
I just want to apologise. A lot of parcels, if you're delivering in Musselbrook, are probably mine. So I'm sorry about that.
No, I don't do Musselbrook
at all. Oh, okay. Yeah. Good. All right. Some other poor bugger's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, if you won this Apple Watch, would you keep it or re-gift?
I'll probably give it to my partner because I'm an Android. He's iPhone.
Oh, okay. Well played.
Yeah, good call. All right, well, we're going to put you on the standby list anyway, okay? So hopefully by the end of the week, you'll score that Apple Watch, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Now, I have a bit of a confession to make, but I genuinely do not think that I'm the only person who's done this. So last night, I logged into Disney Plus to watch that new film, Soul. I've heard amazing things about it.
Yeah, me too. The Pixar one?
Yeah.
Yeah, supposed to be awesome.
And it's the first time in a really long time that I've logged into my own Disney Plus account. Because last year, I dated a guy in Sydney, and when we were dating, we used to, like, watch movies together. And so he'd given me his Disney Plus account. So I'd logged into his, and I'd been watching films on his. And then we broke up, and we no longer saw each other. But I still had his login details.
Oh, was it and saved this, on the computer
yeah,
when you went to
and at
in?
This point, I didn't have a Disney Plus account because I didn't need one because I had his.
Yeah.
And after we broke up, I just kept using his Disney Plus account. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that other people do this as well. Like, do you still have your ex's login details?
So are you – sorry, you may have already said this, but did you – so you logged in last night on your boy on your ex-boyfriend's account?
No. See, about – I got about 4 months out of it. Okay. And then he changed his password.
Okay, he must have cottoned on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But I got 4 months out of it.
I don't have any login, so I don't pay for any subscription services. So I don't, this has never happened to me. So I don't have Netflix.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you don't pay for any because you're using your
ex. No. I don't use my ex's. I don't have Netflix or Disney Plus or Stan or anything like that. So no one could use mine.
Yeah, okay.
If that makes sense. But no, and like watching, we never really watched movies together. We would like maybe on YouTube or something like that. But yeah, so it hasn't
very old school of you.
Yeah, I know, but I am
now
very
you can
old school.
Buy films on YouTube. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
But I'm sure that you're not in the minority when it comes to this.
No, but also because it was great revenge because he broke up with me. So yeah. I was like, well, I need to get something out of this. And it was a Disney Plus subscription for 4 months.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So
yeah.
I think that's good consolation prize, but if you want to remain anonymous, you can, but I would love some juicy stories. Do you still use your ex's account? And if you're still using it, you can remain anonymous so that they don't know that you're still using it.
Our number, 654-11981. Would love to hear from someone currently using their ex's account.
And you broke up 4 years ago. Yeah, like, how good would that be? Yeah. 654-11981. Do you still use your ex's account? We'll do it next. So my confession to the good people of the Hunter Valley is for 4 months after a past relationship, I used an ex's Disney Plus account until he changed the password.
And he broke up with you, so I think that's okay.
That's fair. It's a consolation prize, yeah. Surely. But I can't be the only one that's done this, so we threw it out there on 654-11981. Do you still use an ex's account? We put it up on socials as well, 98.1 Parafem. On Instagram, Philip said that he had a Stan login for 3 years after his breakup. That is good.
3 years,
that's
nice.
Excellent.
Nice effort, Phil.
And Ashley said, no, she didn't have an ex's login, but she said that her PIN numbers are still her ex's date of birth, and that was 7 years ago. She's now engaged to someone else with 2 kids.
Oh, wow. What, she still uses her ex's for the number?
I guess it becomes just a number.
Oh, you change it. I've always changed my passwords to my current girlfriend.
Oh, don't say that on the radio.
No, I don't have a girlfriend at the moment, so I can't get into any of my accounts.
So we threw it out there, 654-11981. Let's go to Dave from Brankston. Do you still use an ex's account for Netflix or Stan or whatever?
I don't. However, I can say that the reverse has been applied to me. I gave out my Netflix account to an ex of mine at one point when we were dating, and we broke up, you know, a couple of years later and so have you. And a few years down the track, I was chatting to another mate of mine, and realised that there'd been a network of men in Melbourne that had found my Netflix account password through this particular lady. And
lots of people were using it.
Well, she'd taken it from me to her next partner, and then her next partner after that, and the partner after that. So,
Yeah, so all these blokes had my Netflix account password.
Did it come up with, like, you know, at the beginning when you sign in, it has, like, recommended? Did you notice your recommendeds change, or did these guys have the same taste in film as you?
Well, I had a bit of variety of taste myself, so it didn't really bother me until a mate of mine made me aware of it.
It's unbelievable. I just am in disbelief.
In shock.
So you've changed the password, and it's just like a plethora of disappointed men across the city of Melbourne now.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.